Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In front by Conklin, and another stop. That looked like it was off the mask. Spacek had shot, and that one blocked down by Connolly and laid back out of harm's way by Armstrong. Thrown back by Connolly. Carried on by Paye. Drops to Connolly again. Looks over the traffic. Fed one across. A shot by Connolly. Scores!
Is that the Outdoor Living Network?
No, I know that's versus at that moment there.
Wait a second.
That was the Winter Classic.
That was the NBC broadcast. It wasn't on versus. It was on NBC.
That was the Buffalo Winter Classic. It was actually outside in the snow, in the elements, and not in an old supermarket clear out thing that it looks like. Looked like an old run down supermarket. What a nightmare that was. It was disgusting to the naked eye.
There's a lot. And ready? I will talk more about this year's Winter Classic in the next segment. As we all know, that's the booty cheek of the week.
Yeah, that's
so
up
there's
there.
Your spoiler alert. But I want to talk a little bit more about this with the Team USA thing, because you got me thinking on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you lit the firecracker, and I love Paul's words there too. Like, he said it was a joke.
Yeah,
that you have Miller and Trocheck on there. And I'm also going to extend that to Brock Nelson. Nelson was, you know, kind of just there. Kind of got run over against Canada in the Olympics, or in the Four Nations, because he can't keep up.
It is a joke. So I was behind the board yesterday, so we were all actively paying attention to this as it was coming out.
Right.
First joke was how they released it on the Today Show. Couldn't even see who was on it. Second joke was when I did get it, I see Jason Robertson's not on it. And I'm thinking to myself, this is in fact probably one of, if not the premier USA hockey players, right? He's not. How? I don't get it.
By one goal in a game that would go to overtime and could not solve the Rubik's Cube of Jordan Binnington. You left five of the top 10 American goal scorers home.
Yep.
Now I do understand why some of them are home. Redundancy of a good is probably not a good thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That said,
there are some that are inexplicable.
There are some that are inexplicable on both the roster itself and the players that are not on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
And while it was interesting, like, Alex Tuck would have been that perfect kind of, like, bottom six type of role type player for Team USA. They go in other directions. I'll tell you right now, I'd rather have Alex Tuck than JT Miller.
Yeah, that's for sure. I'm not going to argue with that.
Nope, but he was in a group text with the Kachucks about fighting people right away for the Four Nations game. So we got to keep him, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Spare me.
It is a joke.
It is, to a point where we were talking a lot about this off air, but Owen Parker brought it up on air.
Mm-hmm.
How Team USA with the Miracle on Ice has really kind of held back the United States in Olympic play for so long. Because they want to be the gritty, the underdogs, the
hungry dog runs faster. They want to be Rocky Balboa.
Yeah, always.
That's what they want to be.
And it's been forever ingrained in Team USA's hockey decision-making. And the first place it took me back to was the World Cup of Hockey. An incredible tournament where you finished worse than the collective of Europe.
Your face right now is making me laugh. Just the deadpan stare I'm receiving from across the room. It is a joke.
You finished worse than most teams, actually, because you felt the need to skate Justin Abdelkader out there.
Hey, come on.
Stanley Cup champion that he may be, That's not a player you put on a international roster. It's not. Maybe that's why a lot of players skip out on the World Championships here. Because we want to play Justin Abdelkader in the World Cup of Hockey.
Yeah.
We want to play JT Miller, where he's clearly washed now, because Chris Drury needs to have his guys on the roster. Oh, wait, you left the wrong one home. Because Adam Fox is not on the roster.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's a shame.
Let's leave Jason Robertson off of it because short guy, ew, do not like.
He's 5'9", okay? Stop with the short stuff, all right? I'm 5'10". I don't like hearing that.
Well, again, that's what they're thinking, not me.
But, again, the points Robertson scores. So what if he's short? How is he not on the Olympic roster?
By the way, Robertson's not short, actually.
What are we looking at here?
He's not even close, actually.
Is he like 6'2"?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yes.
6'2"?
Sorry. 6'3". Mm. How do you not get a...
It's like 6'5 on skates, right? Ish? 6'4.5?
This is getting all the more weird.
We can't actually... Here's the thing.
This is getting all the more baffling.
This is gonna have, you know, whatever. I'm not a decision maker, whatever. They can't be too good, right? Is that the mentality? we can't be too good here. We gotta keep it sane.
We gotta keep it gritty.
Yeah, we want to have to fight and claw and scratch our way to the top. We don't want to just be on the top. It's like when you're racing go karts at the fun center or whatever, like around your local town, Adventure Landing. I got the fast kart, but I'm gonna hit the brakes a little bit around the turns because you know what? I want some competition. I want you to feel like you're right behind me. But in actuality, If I actually was going to try, if I was actually going to do it, I'd be laps ahead of you. You'd be getting lapped. So maybe that's the mentality.
You know who's not scared of putting the best players on their roster?
Oh, Canada.
Canada.
Mm-hmm. And they're also not scared of not having any defense because they're just going to outscore you. That seems to be their game plan.
They have made the conscious decisions of taking Sam Bennett off the roster in favor of Tom Wilson. And Wilson, the notoriety that he has, is on par with Bennett. The physicality that he has is on par with Bennett. You know the difference between Wilson and Bennett, though? One's a more consistent hockey player who can get you points.
Very true. Very, very
true. He's trusted with first-line minutes now in Washington, and it's because he's able to help put the puck in the back of the net. That's not an accident. They've got 19-year-old Macklin Celebrini. They're not scared of putting a teenager into the Olympics.
Nope.
Why? They're the best players that they have. Nick Suzuki, a new addition. Horvat puts the puck in the net. Marner assists on the game winner. Obviously, Marner was going to go.
Mm-hmm.
The one that I have a question with is Anthony Cirelli, but he's still a very good player with Tampa. Hagel is another one that I'm like, okay, interesting. There's three Lightning players, so I feel like John Cooper did have a little bit of a pull on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
But that's really the only sign of evidence of pull on the roster.
Yeah.
Like, okay, cool. But those are also still good players.
Right. It's
they're not trying to out-grit you.
No.
And it is.
They want to make it more difficult for themselves. I think we're there. I think we've arrived.
Can't be
that easy, right?
And if on January 3rd my words come back to haunt me a month and change later, so be it. But I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to be because their roster construction was good. It's because their goalies are better.
Right.
You have Hellebuck. You have Ottinger. You have Swayman. And those players are consistently very good at bailing teams out.
It's a little tough for me to even wrap my head around, like just sitting here kind of like looking at the roster and thinking about it. Why not build a better roster? Why not build the best roster? You have the talent at your disposal.
That's the thing.
To do it.
U.S. now has talent that can be,
yes,
at its best on par.
And that's where, like I said, I'm frustrated. I'm looking at it. Why? What world would Robertson not be on the roster? It just makes no sense. It makes no sense. And listen, I'm a big Olympics guy through and through, whether it be the swimming, the hockey, at winter and summer, right?
Yeah.
I love even watching the skeleton where they fly down the hill in the one-person bobsled. That stuff's awesome. But for Team USA not to represent the best of the best, right? For them not to put their best roster forward, Paul is right. It is a joke. There's no reason they couldn't do that. They could have built the most talented roster, I think.
And that's, like, Robertson's the shining icon for this. I thought he was short. No, he's not. He's actually even close to 6'3". But it is their philosophical choice to continue to cede spots to your role player types as if none of these guys can do it,
mm-hmm,
is hilarious to me. And by the way, you still left a player off that could have been a bottom six player for you in Alex Tuch.
Yep. And Paul, I think Paul's right on the you could have. Alex Tuch being the two-way player that he is, he absolutely could have been on that roster. But also, you mentioned he doesn't go to the world events, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like the kind of that'll do that. But he definitely had a place on the roster.
And you have goal scorers. And this is where I say short guy don't like ew, which is how they think. I shouldn't be thinking this because I'm calling it out.
Mm-hmm.
Cole Caulfield and Alex Brinkett are two of the five players that are amongst your top 10 in Americans in scoring that were left off of this. Robertson the third, by the way. They left five players out of the top 10 in Americans in goal scoring. But Caulfield and DeBrincat are 5'8", don't like. I just... Bill Guerin, you're clearly going to be the acumen of a genius here, apparently.
Yeah, watch it work, man.
Well, I mean...
Watch it work.
I watched him talk to the locker room at the World Juniors, and they promptly got kicked out by the Finns.
You know, that'll happen from time to time. Can't judge off of one happening like that, right?
Well, apparently they can. Because they didn't like Adam Fox and the Four Nations, apparently.
It is a joke. It's a joke.
Yeah.
It's cheek worthy.
And you know what? That segment's coming up next here. On Sports Talk Saturday, Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly. We'll talk to Travis Yost, by the way, at noon, going over a little bit more of this, as well as the Sabres on a tear. And we'll get a little bit of the national perspective of this from Travis Yost. I mean, one might say even international perspective on this from Travis Yost, coming up at 12 o'clock here on Sports Talk Saturday.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.